February 28th, Police, Judicial, and Legal Committee meeting. It's good to see everybody, and our agenda is there for you to see. The second item is approval of the minutes. Does anybody have any additions or deletions?
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved unanimously. Item number three is public comments. If you'd like to make a public comment, please come forward, give your name and address in 2 minutes, please. Anyone to speak?
Good afternoon. Mike Tankey, 208 Venning Street. Thank you for your thoughtful, measured deliberation on the noise ordinance. I know we're seeking to have a good balance between residential and commercial. We need to understand our current levels, so I still recommend that we have a detailed noise measurement and study so that we really know where we are. I'm glad that you appreciate from the previous meeting that we need not only clean water, clean air, but we need to have noise levels that are great for everybody, and we certainly want sustainable ones where we can live together and work together. My concern is that the current noise ordinance as proposed has gotten worse. It has not gotten better, and we need to, and that's of a concern. I'd like you to look carefully at the measurement of residential areas and the areas between the residential and commercial. I'd also like you to look at and lower the residential levels. There, if we had this study, you'll see they're in the under 50 range. As Johnny Langley said last time he was here, if you have 75 measured from the emanating business, and you're Johnny or any of the people on the next to it, then that's 75 for you and in the residential areas. So things like noise buffers, having monitoring devices in the units itself, make a lot of sense so that you can see exactly what they are. We need to measure from the receiving entity, that's the whether it's commercial or residential, so that we know what that is. We also need to see that in the most recent ordinance, it deleted the 60 decibel for amplified noise sound. That needs to be back in and not have noise sound on the outside of the buildings. Again, as I'm going through this, you should have had a detailed study from Chris Coleman. It was quite good, quite detailed. It went through and be very specific from objective standards. I think you need to look at HVAC systems and anything that emanates noise. I worked with the post house. They lowered their HVAC noise. They put a buffer around it. It's clearly easy to do. Didn't cost them any more money. So, I mean, this is simple to do. We're being packed in tighter and tighter, and if somebody doesn't monitor that or pay attention to it, it can make noise all day long. I mean, it can really be bad, especially if it's not operational. We do need to look at construction noise and when the construction noise is happening, because that affects us. And right now, that plainly audible standard that's in there is really worst in class, what's in there now. We are clearly in an untenable situation as far as what this standard is. The current effective level of 75 decibels is 33 out of 35 in the areas that we measured. And if you look at decibel scale, 75 is loud. I mean, it's notified as loud in the materials that you got. A TV, you listen to it about 20 decibels, but when you're having a other noise like, I don't have much time, but our level of noise in the residential areas is around 40 to 50. We need to really be respectful and look at the golden rule. What's good for one is good for the other. And noise can be controlled, and it can be taken care of with buffering devices, etc. We don't need to be bullied by threats of legal action by certain people. We need to be governed by what just makes sense. And we need to realize, just like you just deliberate on water, that noise is a critical element of that. And we just had a feature in the paper about our real estate and how good it is in this area. Well, that's part of the reason is because of those. So I thank you for your deliberation. I'd ask you to deliberate further on this, to continue it. You're doing good work. You've been measurable. You've been very thoughtful. And we appreciate that. You didn't have to be that way, but you have been.
Thank you.
And so we ask you to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else for public comment before we close that out?
Hello, I'm Louisa Montgomery at 404 Church Street. And you know what I'm after. Peace and quiet in my neighborhood. I don't want, and none of us really want, anyone to be calling the police all the time. They've got other things to do, but there is a noise problem. Anytime you have residences and entertainment, as at Snee Farm, Ion, where there's a clubhouse not too far from residences, and we in particular in the historic district suffer from both ends, the creek and whatever is going on Pitt Street. Pitt Street has improved a great deal. I don't trust Shem Creek. It's going to be summertime soon, and they're going to be coming in like ants. There's no one size fits all. I don't care if Greenville or Beaufort or any place else has a certain level, a certain ordinance. There's not a one-size-fits-all. 60 decibels does fit all. 75 does not. What we really have got to shoot for is a decent set of ordinances and self-governing businesses. We have just got to arrange for them to self-govern with their own decibel meters and a responsible person to monitor. I'm not talking about the little missy at the door that greets people, or the dishwasher, bless his heart, or the cook. I'm talking about a responsible manager to monitor the decibel levels, not just during the evening. Sometimes there's a bust out party during the day. That's my suggestion. Just do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Lewis? 2 minutes, please.
Lewis Horton, 138 Live Oak Drive. I just want to adopt everything Mike said to you, because he's much more thorough in investigation and has showed me all the reports. But I really don't understand why, when staff makes a recommendation, they don't footnote it and tell you where these decibels stand among the ratings of coastal South Carolina towns and other places. You know, it's like they're giving you a number, and is that a number in the dark, or do they explain to you their reasoning behind setting 75, which really does seem outrageous when I look at these ratings in other towns. So it seems like there ought to be some explanation. That you get the impression when you read this, I just don't want the police to have to go answer to anything, because it's going to be high enough that the water won't go over the bridge if you set them so high, you know. But it is a definite concern when you live and the sound is coming into your house and you can hear that. Even if you can't identify the song, you hear that drum coming through. I mean, you know, we've laid up in bed and we have a white noise machine, and you can still hear it coming with the white noise machine on. So it's a problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Last call, public comment. All right. We will move on to item number 4, police matters, employee years of service recognition. Do we have one? Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon, Mayor, committee members. I'd like to recognize Caitlin LaBrie. Sergeant LaBrie started with Mount Pleasant Police Department in 2012 as a patrol officer. She served for a period of time as a field training officer, teaching our new officers how to effectively police. Currently, she is developing our new mental health unit, doing a lot of work and getting that off the ground. When she's not doing all that, she's volunteering, and she is the crisis negotiation team leader and the honor guard leader. So thank you for 10 years. Look forward to many more.
We
have two others. Unfortunately, they weren't able to be here. We'll recognize them in-house. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, legal matters. Update and possible action on ordinance to repeal and replace Section 13203, titled Noise of the Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinances. Mr. Pagrini.
Yes, good afternoon, Mayor, members of the committee. We are back with this issue, and you do have, I believe, the latest and updated proposed ordinance. As stated in previous meetings, what staff has attempted and what legal has attempted to bring to you is something that has been vetted. We want to bring something new that's been vetted as approved in court systems across the United States. There certainly is room for discussion as far as appropriate noise levels. In the past, we have talked about the separation or differentiation between residential areas, commercial areas, and the like. Our recommendation certainly is that it is legal to base noise ordinance by zoning. I think it's a difficult proposition to manage. We also have some provisions in there that really provide, we believe, and I believe Chief Arnold would agree, our law enforcement with the mechanism to adequately and sufficiently enforce this ordinance. So that's where we are. Mr. DeFord is here. As you know, he's been spearheading the issue and is available to answer any questions, as am I, and Chief Arnold is as well. So we'll be glad to answer any questions.
All right. I want to add that, and I thank our police department for accommodating me. Saturday before last, I went out in the Old Village area in Shem Creek and went with the police, and they brought me my own decibel meter, a new experience for me. And there was no live music at the time we went out. It was Southeastern Wildlife Weekend. Places were packed and everything, but it was very eye-opening to see decibel levels at different places, even with just the, you know, the PA system music. So I was telling my colleagues up here a couple of things that I think this experience has made me see, I don't know if differently is the right word, but a little better. I'll give you an example. At one of the places on Shem Creek, and I don't want to pull anybody out, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, because there were no complaints that night. There was no live music. This place was as packed as it could be after 9 o'clock on a Saturday night on a, you know, Southeastern Wildlife Weekend. Walked in, and we had our meters with us, and the music coming from the speakers standing right under it was between 85 and 90 decibels, and it made my old man ears hurt. It was louder than I like. So there was a dock near this one where we could get maybe 100 yards, probably not quite 100 yards away on the dock. Nothing between us, no sound buffer, no anything. The speakers were pointing right at us. And we double-checked on both our instruments. The noise we were hearing was not even hitting 60 decibels. So you went from 90 to 60 or less. I remember seeing like 55 or less in that short of distance over water. Because when I first heard the levels that we were talking about, I thought, gosh, that might be too low. That might, you know, something 65 or lower might be too low. But I would have sworn, after standing under that speaker and walking to a dock with not even a boat between us and that place, that thing was going to register somewhere in the 70 to 80 range, and it didn't. It didn't even really hit 60. So the other thing that I think I realized, and Ms. Montgomery, we stopped near your house. There wasn't really any Saturday night, but we wanted to see, you know, what can you hear from here? But it's probably more when there's a live band. So I want to get that experience. And Mike, there was nothing at the post house that night. Not even any you know, piped in music at all. So a couple of things, and I talked to Officer Rayleigh, and he really wouldn't give me his opinion. I tried to coax it out of him. I think that measuring it at the point of origin is probably not, not the best way to go, because there's no way to know what that's going to be when you get to our residents' homes, which is really where the only issue is what they're hearing at their homes. And among us, we were just saying, and we just want to maybe have a little conversation up here, is would we, before we get to the levels, would we be good with it being what level is measured at the property of the person who makes the complaint? And Mr. Paglini, I'll ask you, or Chief Arnold, I'll ask you.
Yes, sir. Right now, Mac, if you can, we do have that written in and contemplated into this ordinance.
Okay.
And so right. Committee understands, I'm going to ask Mr. DeFord the property line and how it can be measured from the complainant's
right.
Area.
Yes, sir. So a lot of the ordinance that I've seen are from the property line of the offending property, but I've certainly seen others, and councils and committee could certainly adopt measuring from the property line of the complainant property, or within that property if it's inside as well,
right.
Inside of a residential structure, for example.
Right. Because I tried to put myself in the position of one of our officers. If I was at that club and I was measuring 85 to 90 and my ears were hurting, which they were, how do I know what that is at the closest house or where the complainant comes from? And you really have to get that distance with everything between you and there to know what it is. And I think one of the things we might be saying is, well, we would like to have it such to where there aren't ever any complaints because the music isn't that loud, but I don't think anybody's ever written an ordinance quite that perfect, unless they just outlawed music altogether, which I know we're not going to do. Yeah, outlaw music completely. So I would like to hear, or Chief or others, if that's the way we pass this in the final draft, or recommend to council, if measuring it from the property of the person making the complaint sounds enforceable and reasonable and objective. Chief?
If it's not possible to be measured from the property line of the...
Well, just for clarification.
Okay. Mayor, just to clarify, in the ordinance as drafted, if it's not possible to measure it from the property of the offending property line, the code would require it to be measured from the property line of the complainant property. So we could definitely amend that to reflect what you're discussing, but I just wanted to clarify as the draft ordinance as written.
Okay.
But that's what it says.
Right. Chief?
We can measure and take enforcement action, whether it's from the emitting property line or from the residential property line.
Okay.
Or the it could be a business, I suppose.
Right.
So I think there's an argument to be made that if this individual is calling and complaining, measuring from where they are is a good way to do it, but we can certainly do it either way.
Okay. Members?
Yeah.
No, any thoughts?
No, other than I think that's the way to go, where the violation or the problem is, not necessarily
at the origin.
At the origin.
Right. Okay. So, Mr. Paglini, could we see in our next iteration what that looks like? And if you need a vote, we'll make a vote. But I think the consensus is pretty clear that we'd like to see that.
No, sir. That as Max said, that is a very simple line change. We can
right.
measure it from however.
Right.
We don't have concerns about enforcement in that. It is
right.
really a decision that this committee and ultimately council
okay.
will make.
And I like it because it addresses the why, because what we've been hearing from our constituents is it's not what it sounds like at the place, it's what it sounds like at your home. It's what it's how it disturbs you. Now, I couldn't tell the difference in using mine, and I was trying every way to get, you know, different type readings or different instruments or whatever. I get the thing that Mr. Horton was talking about the drum beat. You might not hear the music, but you might hear the drum beat. But I'm assuming, and I don't know all the science of decibel meters, that whatever whatever it is going to register on that meter. Is that correct? It's going to measure.
Well, sir, I would assume from a sound standpoint, a vibration would be different, I would presume.
I don't know.
But I don't know how far that would carry either.
And I guess what I'm trying to do is, if there is no way that even at the you know, strictest decibel level, that you could not hear something like as low level as the percussion of a drum. I don't know that. There might be somebody in here who's got a lot of musical experience who could tell us. I don't know. But anyway, we're just talking about what measures on a decibel meter, right? So that's the first part. The second part I would also say is that from what I saw, from how loud music can be at a source to how low it can be just a couple hundred yards away, that something in the 60 to 65 range, and what are we at now? It says 75, is that what it says? I'm not sure about 60, but I know that 65 is not going to be draconian. If 65 was the top level that you can hear from, you know, the affected residents or business, whichever it may be. Because I was also pointed out to me, there's one business there that sometimes has to call and complain about another business. We tend to think all the hospitality businesses are doing the same thing, and they're not. But I don't think 65 is too draconian. Whether we could go to 60, I don't know. I would be willing to go back out one night when there is live music and see how far away you can get from live music and get down to 60 to where live music works for the establishment and it doesn't disturb our residences as residents as well. Do y'all feel something similar?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jim, are you pretty good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the other thing would be whether we can, and Mr. Paglone, when you're talking about zones, did you mean the zoning code, or are you talking about different zones for different levels?
Well, either way, but we had talked about the zoning code, essentially the delineation between commercial and residential businesses.
Got it. Okay.
I think that had been discussed at length in the past.
Right.
Really, from that standpoint, you know, I think if council, this committee and council takes up the position, it's going to be measured by from the complainant's property line. I'm not really sure how that makes much of a difference, though. To your point, Mayor, when you have a concentrated group of businesses, for example, down at Shem Creek,
it doesn't have to be a residence to be affected negatively, right?
Right.
So that was my other aha moment was, I don't see having different zones for this. I think around the town it's going to have to be the same, because, I mean, you could be a car dealership next to something that has a lot, and you could still have the same complaint. You don't have to be a residence.
That's right.
So I think the number that we finally decide at in the end is going to have to be one that we consider that businesses and residents could live with. All right, so what do we need committee members to get from here to something that we can enact and send to council? We're going to come back next month with at least those things drafted differently. For now, would y'all be okay putting in the 65 decibels? That'll be a placeholder. We're not voting on anything, but I'm thinking 65 is a safe range, and if there's a way to do it lower, I would just have to see. I'm not offering an opinion, but I'm saying it might be possible that 60 is not going to be too restrictive. All right. Mr. Paglone, you got any other questions or instructions for us?
No, sir. I think we have orders from here, and we'll send out the next draft. We'll put it on the website for the public to review.
And the way we're writing this, everything, whether it's music, air conditioners, even construction?
We don't generally delineate with that. Now, of course, we do have the right, sir. There are no specifics like that,
right,
that we'd have, but
We do have exceptions that would be excluded from the ordinance requirement, such as emergency vehicles, construction work during certain hours, daytime hours. We do have in there properly installed and operating residential heating, ventilating, and air conditioning systems.
As excluded?
As in excluded for systems that are running and operating properly. We could remove that if you would like.
I'd like to consider moving that.
Yes, sir.
Just those units or the...
We need to halt conversations in the chambers, please. Please.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Pagliarini.
The construction as well, or are we just... Mayor, were you just referencing the heating and air conditioning?
I'm thinking more of the heating and air conditioning because, as we learned in a comment today, you can do a very simple thing with some lattice or something and really cut that noise down.
Okay.
So we'll look at that draft next month. I would encourage council members, if you can, to do a ride-along with the police officer and go out and hear it. Hold that decibel meter and look at it, how it falls off as you get away from the source. And I think maybe next month, let's try to shoot for next month, making our final changes and recommendations so we can get this to council and get it passed before all the spring weather and all gets here.
Sure.
We're in false spring now, in case you didn't know. This is not real spring if you just moved here. This is only false. All right, anything else on that? I appreciate our citizens' input. And, Chief, again, I appreciate your officers helping us craft a good ordinance. Item number 7 is to adjourn, so if there's nothing else for this committee, we will stand adjourned.